Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans from around the world. Visit her website at starfuentes.com. Then join her here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we'll be taking questions. The number is 657-383-1612. And good afternoon. Today I am very pleased to have a good friend of mine on the show with us, a brilliant lady. Welcome, Susan. Are you there?
I am here. I'm so glad to be here with you today, Star.
I every time I have a big workshop, I try to invite you as a guest speaker, and we get along so well. Susan, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in spirituality and metaphysics?
Well, it was the 1960s. I was a hippie. I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I had escaped from my conservative or conventional family and had gone out to California to be a hippie. And so probably your listeners don't really know this, but those of us who were flower children, we were really very serious about experiencing higher states of consciousness. That was our goal, was to experience altered states, higher states, and also to attain spiritual awakening and enlightenment. So I was reading books like Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. I was reading various Buddhist scriptures, the Tibetan Book of the Dead and other scriptures, Dhammapada and so on. And I was also reading books by Alan Watts.
Oh, boy.
For example, The Way of Zen. So at that time, Alan Watts said that you need to find a meditation guide. Well, in 1966 in Berkeley, California, you did not go to the Yellow Pages and look for meditation guide or anything remotely similar to that. So I asked a friend, a roommate actually, how am I going to find this meditation guide? He said, well, have you ever tried to meditate by yourself? And I said, well, you know, I'll give it a shot. So I lay down on my bed. I was so clueless that I didn't even know that you're supposed to sit up when you meditate. I lay on my bed and I sort of prayed for or asked for a meditation. Immediately I was propelled into an ecstatic state. I felt this rush of energy. It was like a cord of energy that was flowing through my body all the way from the tips of my toes to the top of my head. And I felt like I was plugged into an electric socket, but in a most ecstatic way. So I figured, well, I guess that's meditation. I really didn't know that I had not only had my first meditation experience, but also my kundalini awakening at the same time. So it was not too long after that that I found myself in the Transcendental Meditation Center, and I saw the picture of the guru there, who was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Later on, years after that, he became the guru of the Beatles and even later, the guru of Deepak Chopra. But at that time, he was a nobody. Nobody knew him. But I just his picture, something about his picture. And also, I was desperate to learn meditation. That was my goal. So it took me a long time because there weren't any teachers in the area. But finally, I learned meditation, transcendental meditation. And then a few years after that, I was in India on the banks of the Ganges studying with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Wow, that's quite an experience. All of us have gone through our own pieces and our own spiritual growing, but you are just such a prolific writer and teacher. Tell me, how is how is being such a great teacher and such a great writer affecting your life and your students' life?
Well, my life is so greatly enhanced by my connection to spirit, my connection to the divine inner teachers, and it's very rewarding to be able to help others to connect, to help others on their spiritual path, and also people who are really are suffering, who are in need and need help with various odd experiences that they've been having, for example, astral possession or something like that, you know, where they really feel like they're living in hell. And it's very rewarding to be able to help people to get out of these quagmires and also to be able to help people to connect with spirit. It's just such an amazing experience to have the connection with the divine. I call them the inner teachers, divine beings of light, angels, archangels, ascended masters, and deities. To be able to have that direct experience and experience that anytime at will. So that is something that's so incredible. And, you know, the main, really the main amazing thing about that is that you're never alone again. You're never alone because you have at your fingertips, you have total access to divine love anytime, and you feel that you are loved. So that's really
powerful.
And
the name of your teaching is Divine Revelations, correct?
Divine Revelation. Yeah,
right, and I laugh because I laugh because mine's Divine Intervention. So I have a little giggle every time I see your stuff. Because we both choose that very powerful divine word as a beginning. So what have you been working on lately?
Well, I have a book that just came out recently. It's called Awaken Your Divine Intuition. There it is again, divine. Awaken Your Divine Intuition is my latest book. And then I have another book coming out in June. It's called Color Your Chakras. It's a chakras coloring book. So
okay, repeat that again.
That's what I've been doing lately.
You kind of buzzed out for a second. What was the name of your new book?
My new book is called Color Your Chakras. It's a chakras coloring book.
Oh, wow. That should be fun.
I've seen all those
coloring books out all over, and people all in the coffee shops and all the places coloring their little new books. It's been such an interesting thing to see happen.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
This
coloring book is really beautiful. I'm very proud of it because I designed it, illustrated it, wrote it, you know, created the whole thing, basically. So it's coming out in June, and it's not only a coloring book, but you can learn about the chakras. Because on the left-hand pages is the information and instructions, and on the right-hand pages are the actual pictures.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'll make sure that I get one and get my set of 112 different color pencils out to color. Great. So you have a website. What is your website?
My website is drsusan.org, drsusan.org. On that website, you can read the first chapter of every one of my books. You can listen to teleseminars for free. You can listen to radio interviews for free. You can read articles. You can see videos. It's all there on the website.
So and really we get to know you on your website.
Yes, absolutely. And then I have another website, which is divinetravels.com. That's DIVINETRAVELS. That's plural on the travels. So it's divinetravels.com. And on that website, you can find out about the tours that I produce, tours to sacred destinations, and conferences, and cruise ship seminars.
Well, I've been invited to so many of those to teach and be there, and they just seem to always come up against something I've already committed to. Maybe in the next year or so I'll be able to play with you on one of those trips or cruises.
I really want you to come on one of my cruises, Star.
I'm working on it, sweetie, but I'm book, and you know how that gets to be. You know how booking is to get. You're booking 18 months out sometimes. So that's good. Where are your next classes?
So I actually, next month, I am going to be at the American Society of Dowsers, which is they're having a national convention in Saratoga Springs, New York. So that's the next place I'm teaching. But, you know, I also teach a lot on the Internet. For example, I just did a master class with Lauren Gailey on her acoustic health telesummit. So I do a lot of telesummit programs, and the master class I did is a 3-day class, so people can still get that. It's at Acoustic Health, Healing Conversations. I don't know, Quantum Healing Conversations, I guess, is what you might look for on the Internet. It's Lauren Gailey. So, yeah, I do the telesummits a lot.
Well, I've done some, and I've loved them, and I've listened to some, and I've gotten all sorts of pieces of wisdom and advice, and on either side, being a participant or being a teacher. And it's really important as a spiritual being out there to get education. And education is what keeps you alive. It's like the gasoline between you and God, you know. The more it is. It's like, you know, there are people say, well, I've read enough, or I never need to read another book again, or I know it all.
Oh.
And I'm like, every time I learn something, I have more questions than before I started learning it. You know,
exactly.
And I got to look in that area and this area. So fuel yourself with people who have written 10 books. Fuel yourself with people who are all over the world and all over the Internet teaching. Fuel yourself with people like Susan, so that your education, your divine connection, your divine intervention, your divine revelation becomes very strong, and you can share that with other people. So if you had a message that you would like to tell people today that's very pertinent to today, what would that message be?
Well, a message for today, I think, would be that at this time, there's a lot of uncertainty going on in the world. People cannot rely upon the things that they used to be able to rely upon. For example, their religious institutions, they used to be able to rely on that. And now we see that there are pedophiles. There used to be faith in people's pensions. And now people are being fired. And they're not even getting their pensions because they're not even getting 40 hours of work. People used to be able to rely upon the banking institutions, and now they find that the bankers have gotten bailouts and didn't change their practices. In every area of life we see, these are just examples, we see that we can no longer rely upon the things that we used to be able to rely upon, upon the institutions that we used to count on. So at this time, it is vital for every one of us to develop our intuition, to develop our connection to spirit with a capital S. That is the most vital and important skill that we can learn at this time. That is because there is one thing that we can rely upon, and that is the divine presence, which is eternal, which is absolute truth, which knows the truth and will give you advice that is true and that will be practical and that will help you and assist you in your everyday life to solve everyday problems. So when you develop that connection with the still small voice within, with your own divine intuition, then what happens is you're able to ask any question that you want at any time, at will, and get an answer, and that answer will be highest and best wisdom for you personally. So now there's something you can rely upon. You can rely upon that inner voice to guide you. It can be a lighthouse for your life. It can guide you on your pathway so that you have complete confidence in every decision that you make. You have peaceful confidence knowing that you are making the right choice, you're going in the right direction, and you're going in a direction that is compatible with your true divine path and purpose. What I mean by that is that each one of us has something to do on this planet. We're here for a reason. We were not thrown upon this earth arbitrarily. Each one of us is a divine, powerful, mighty spiritual being, and we have an important thing to do, every one of us. So once we are in touch with our higher self, which is our true expression, our true desires, and we can begin to manifest that and express that in our everyday life. So that connection to spirit with a capital S, spend your time developing that, because that's the most important thing that you can develop in this lifetime, is that connection to your higher self, spirit, whatever you want to call it, God within, God, goddess, call it whatever you may, but that is the most important connection to develop. That is the most important relationship to develop. So focus on that. Whatever you focus on grows stronger in your life, and when you focus on that, then you focus on experiencing great fulfillment in your life, because that is the ultimate fulfillment.
It's so confusing for some people right now. You know, in 1900, the news that a person heard in a year about the world is the same what we see when we open up our email, you know. I mean, in the family on the farm in 1900 would, oh, well, somebody kicked over a bucket and burned or a lantern and burned Chicago. And today we have so much information to process, not only about what's going on in the world outside of ourselves, but through psychological studies, through many, many ways, we can tell, read, educate ourselves about what's going on inside of ourselves. The world moves very, very, very fast. And we need to have the capacity to be so in touch with Source, so in touch with the divine, that no matter how fast anything is moving, we can get our answers. We can get guided to be who we're supposed to be. And if
exactly.
Sometimes I've been the person that Scott says to 10 people, run down this road that direction. And they're running down the road, and I'm listening to my intuition, and I'm going the other direction. You know,
exactly.
And it looked from lots of points in my life. I was the first woman to study with this tribe. I was the first woman to do this. For lots of points in my life, I listened to the divine, but the picture of what the world was doing did not match what I was doing. And I'm sure you can relate to that. You know, and it's like, everybody's going left, and your guy's going right, right, right. You're going right, and you're watching all the people go left, and they're all looking at you going, well, where's that girl going, you know? And your divine piece, your divine part, does not necessarily run with the crowd.
It doesn't.
And what pieces of information, guidance somebody gets, 100 people may get it, and that may be true for them. It may not be the same for you. And I don't know if I ever felt left out or different, not left out, but I felt strange because it seemed like everybody was smoking pot. Everybody was guided to get the smoke pot, to get high, to do this, to get that. And I ended up studying with the curanderos who go through the dimensions and get high with a different type of energy, you know? And for me, it wasn't about being part of the crowd. It was being about with what my divine self told me was true. And
exactly.
I find that a lot of spiritual people have a little bit of that same story, a lot of that same story, you know, and they say, I don't have anybody to talk to. Nobody believes in I live in Iowa. Nobody lives in believes in crystals. Now I go out of town for you to go in Iowa. Never mind, but you know, and it's like follow your intuition. Study what you're supposed to be studying. You know, it may not be religion. It may not be God. It may be the crystals in the earth. It may be the plants on the land. It may be the movements of the animals or the movements of the people. And it's a very, very fast-moving world, and you need to be connected with the divine to keep up to this pace that humanity has set for itself.
Right. And the important thing to realize is when we say divine, we're talking about your own inner being. We're talking about your own higher self. We're talking about your own true desires. That is what is divine. It's
right.
Not
we're not talking about that guy with the white beard. We're talking about you.
Right. Right. It's not a guy up sitting on a cloud somewhere judging people. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about expressing your true nature of being. We're talking about achieving your full potential. Basically what it's about. And your full potential comes when you listen to that inner voice and trust what you're getting and follow it. And it's not an easy path to follow inner guidance, by the way, because as Star is saying, you're going against the grain. You're going against what society is telling you often, because society's ideas and prejudices and beliefs are not truth. A lot of it is not truth. So when you're attempting to live in truth and in integrity and in living your true path and purpose, it may be not what other people would like to see for you. In other words, you may have peer pressure. There might be people telling you you can't. There might be people saying, how dare you think you can do such and such? But the reality is you can. The reality is you must. Because if you don't do it this time, you'll have to come back and do it next time.
With less tools. So, you know, with less tools, yes. And there are so many, many different miracles we can all manifest. And it's like the miracles aren't just for the specialty masters. The miracles are for everyone. And in my own teaching, I've seen student after student have miracle after miracle when they commit to their personal divine and commit to their path. It's an amazing, amazing process. So I'm going to be teaching a workshop with Jody here. You know Jody Sirota, don't you, Susan?
Yes.
Yeah, Jody and I will be teaching a Crystalline Core workshop. It'll be next week, and it's 5 days in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I live in a spaceship. Well, I don't know. It looks like a spaceship if you take a picture from up in the air. It's a geodesic dome with flanges, and we're going to be working with the crystals and doing all that and going to the crystal mines. And that is on my website, people, so check that out. Check that out, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun with people coming from all weird and wonderful places. So what else do you think that people need to know right now?
What people need to know right now is that when they're investigating the inner world, when they're starting to open up to the inner planes, which I know the people who are listening to this, that you're interested in that. You're interested in opening up to develop your clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient abilities, for example. And opening up and being sensitive to these subtle energies is great. And being a psychic person, being able to see things, hear things, and feel things that are hidden from view, that is great. But there is one caveat, and that is that opening up to listening to inner voices or to receiving inner messages without knowing who or what you are communicating with, that's just like if a stranger comes and knocks on your door and you open up that door and let the stranger come in and take over your home. So it's very important for us to be discerning when we are going into the inner world, the inner planes, developing our psychic or intuitive abilities. So there are basically four places that you can get your messages from: the spiritual world, the mental world, the astral world, or the environmental world. So the spiritual world is the place that I recommend you get your messages from. On that realm, you're going to be in contact with divine beings, angels, archangels, your own higher self, perhaps even beloved relatives who have gone into the light after death. You can communicate with all beings on the spiritual plane, and that is absolutely safe. It's not only safe, it's incredibly uplifting, and it will enhance your spiritual kinning. It will enhance your life on every level, and you will attain spiritual enlightenment by communicating with these beings of light who will guide you on your pathway. So the beings of light who come in the name of God, they are safe to contact and communicate with. But there's three other places that people tap into inadvertently, usually inadvertently, and they might even delude themselves into thinking that they are in contact with a true divine being when in fact they are not. So, you know, how can you tell the difference? So there are three other levels. There's the mental world, which is basically just our own subconscious mind, our habits, beliefs, conditions, ideas, and so on. There is our, and that also includes our belief systems and the laws we've created for ourselves that are erroneous. And then there's the astral world, which is another realm we might tap into inadvertently. And that's really a not very safe place to be hanging around in, because in the astral realm we find discarnate entities, earthbound spirits, beings who are lost and confused, beings who are pretending to be something they're not. They're trying to fake you out. I call those faker spirits. There are mischievous beings, malevolent beings on that level. So certainly we don't want to communicate with these beings because they're going to lead us astray. They're going to drain our energies. They're going to perhaps flatter us, use manipulative tactics like flattery to control us. So it's better to avoid these kinds of beings, and if you do run across them, to heal them and send them into the light. And then there's the environment. That's another place you might tap into inadvertently and think that you're in contact with the divine realm when you are not. That means the beliefs, habits, and conditions of humanity, the collective beliefs of society and of the human race, the entire human race. So that also is not going to give you the truth, the ultimate truth. So it's important that we get our messages from the spiritual world and that we learn how to do that. And in my latest book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, I have a 10-test system. It's called the 10 Tests of Spiritual Discernment, that will help you to discern and distinguish between that true divine voice and other voices in your mind. Because, you know, who is it that's giving you the message? Is it your ego? Is it your wishful thinking? Is it an entity from the astral world? Who or what is giving you the message? It's really important to learn how to discern.
And which book is that in?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I said, which book do you teach the discernment part in?
Oh, yeah. I teach it in several of my books, but my latest one that I teach it in is Awaken Your Divine Intuition. I have three chapters in that book about discernment. Awaken Your Divine Intuition.
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, you start talking to someone named Bubba, you're probably not in very good shape.
Yeah, Bubba. Not Bubba. Babaji's okay, but not Bubba.
You know, like Bubba's barbecue. I think that's very, very important. I remember walking at lunch hour down the street of New York going to lunch, and I was just, like, overwhelmed. I was like, I can't live without my son. My son, he died. How could he die? And I was just ready to cry, and then I realized I didn't have a son. Somebody was such a strong sender psychically. They were screaming that message out and maybe never saying a word. But I for 30 seconds, I was grieving for a child I never had. I was feeling their grief. So sometimes there are people who are just such strong senders that what appears in our head may not be our own, and we need to be able to discern that too. Now, that was easy because I didn't have a son. But what about...
Yes.
You know, other statements that could have led me down a different path.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. It's really important that you know what that voice is in your head. Who's talking to you? You know, what's the source of that message that you're getting? Because, yes, that would be an example of the environment. You know, like I said, there's four places, and one of them is the environment, that there may be a strong sender out there who is tapping into that. Not
right.
Really,
and,
it's not voluntarily, by the way.
And you need to practice to know when the appropriate voice, the appropriate is. There's a whole bunch of things that we can read in your book that will help us. I'm not going to give the baby away here, so we're just going to say those three chapters are very, very important to you. Sean, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do have someone ready. Let's see here. Wendy, can you hear us?
Hi, thank you. Very nice to meet all of you today.
Hi, Wendy. How can we be of service? What is your question?
Thank you. I am looking for new employment, and they're all call center. I've got 19 years experience. Two of the call centers are more medical insurance, like TRICARE and Kaiser Permanente, and the third one is more investments, financial with Franklin Templeton. Do you think that any of these companies will hire me, and will I keep the job for several years?
Susan, do you want to start?
Well, first of all, I don't do predictions. I don't predict the future. Once again, there was Kaiser Permanente, and there was, what was the second one?
TRICARE, and then Franklin Templeton.
Okay, I'm just asking Spirit about these three as far as what would be highest wisdom for you to pursue. And I'm getting the strongest towards the Kaiser Permanente.
Okay.
A strong positive reaction towards that particular company. But I don't do predictions. I don't do fortune telling. And I'll explain to you why I don't do that. The fact is that when we ask questions like, will I, will he, will she, will this happen, what we're telling Spirit is we're saying, hey, I don't have control over my destiny. I want to know what my destiny is. I'm not creating it myself because it's already been written. And that's not true. The reality is that we create our own destiny ourselves. So what that means is that every thought, every word, every deed that we do, that contributes towards our destiny. So every time you think, every time you say something, every time you do something, you are creating your own destiny. In fact, we create our destiny ourselves. In the very first verse of the first chapter of the Dhammapada, which is Lord Buddha's most important scripture, he says all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And that's kind of a stunning statement if you think about it. He says all that we are is the result of what we have thought. And then he goes on in the next verses to say, if a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So what he's telling us in that verse is that we do create our own destiny through every thought, every word, and every deed. And Jesus also, he said, it is done unto you as you believe, or as you believe, so be it done unto you. So what we are believing about a thing, in our deepest, deepest conviction, in our subconscious mind, that's what manifests in our life. So what I recommend for you, Wendy, and for anyone who wants to manifest something in your life, is to have a strong intention towards manifesting that thing, focus on it, and also pray for it. Do prayers and ask Spirit to help you to manifest that thing in your life, because you're creating it yourself. So actually, you're ultimately creating that job for yourself. And when you communicate with Spirit, you can ask Spirit, well, which is highest wisdom for me to pursue? Is it Kaiser Permanente? Is it this? Is it that? What is the best one for me to pursue? And then you'll be guided in the right direction. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And
okay,
you.
And I am a confirmer. I look at where people are going and what the things they have, the thoughts and things they have done in their life, and I'm kind of get their guides here with my guides, and I do a lot of psychic readings that way, not by picking up the future, but by seeing the paths that you've already laid. And I would want to tell you, you're going to get a job with one of those companies in the next 3 weeks, and you will stay there a minimum of 3 years. Okay?
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay. God bless.
You know, Susan, for me, sometimes it's about many people come and they want to know something, but really they don't want to know something. They want confirmation on something they already know. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. And people will look at me and they'll say, I love my husband, and they'll shake their head no, and I'll go, no, you don't. And they'll go, oh, you're so psychic. But their body language says one thing, and what am I supposed to do about it? I haven't loved him in 5 years. And then we talk. So sometimes what people want to know, psychic questions, but really what they want to know is, where have I invested my most energy and where I'm going? So I've been doing this for 50-some years. I have very little issue with understanding what they're saying to me. Is have I put enough intention into it, or, you know, or is confirmed for me this is going to happen? You know,
exactly.
So I do that a lot. Okay, Sean, do we have another one?
Yes, next call we have is from Stig. Stig, are you there?
Yep, I am. Hi, Star.
Hey, hi, Stig. How are you, sweetie? You know Susan, right?
No, I've never met Susan. How are you, Susan?
You must have met her. She's been at a dozen New Life Expos. You must have met her. Okay, so what's your deal today, baby?
Oh, a couple of things. I have a practical question for you, and then I want to talk to Susan. First of all, Susan, I love what you just said about manifestation. It was terrific. So, Star, I could either take Matt Newton, or evening class next semester. Which should I take? Which would be a better synergy for me, the afternoon or the evening class?
Okay, repeat the question and slow down.
Okay, I can take my great acting teacher, Matthew Newton. I've been taking his master class for, God, probably almost a year now. And I have a choice of taking his afternoon master class or his evening master class, which would be a better synergy for me.
Okay, what do? You stay up half the night, right?
Well, yeah, you're more not really.
You're more of a night person. You're stronger at night, correct?
Yes, probably,
okay.
Yes.
So you answered your own question. Take the night class. Go ahead. Ask Susan her question.
And
by the way, I just want to tell you that I got the same exact answer that Star did. Immediately, the evening class is the one that's better for you.
Yeah, I act better in the evening, even though I'm a film actor. I feel like I'm about to embark on a much higher career path. I have new representation. We're getting my package together, a whole bunch of wonderful stuff. Anything you have to say about that, I'd love to hear.
Okay, you're an actor, and you're... Say the question again.
I'm an actor, and it seems like my career might be ready to go to the next level. I have new representation.
Mm-hmm.
I just got new headshots done. My coach loves my work, and he passed us out along. He got me the representation. He insisted that his friends who were agents and managers see me. And it's a wonderful thing. He's just an incredible force in my life. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. It's an amazing friendship. Anything you have to say about that, I would love to hear.
Well, yes, he is absolutely the right manager for you. And he's going to help you a lot. And you're in the right direction. And by the way, you already know that.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm ready. I know I'm ready, actually. I just would
like
to get... And I've been working at a club for 20 years, and I think it's time for me to go.
Yes, it is time for you to go and to branch out into something new. Take a risk. Take a leap of faith into something new.
Right. And, Star, you had something to say. I could hear her.
Yeah, I love you, sweetie. And, yes,
I
take the
too.
Risk. All right, thank you, Stig.
Sure, and I'm going to see you in person at your house in the summertime.
Yep, if you come in here for vacation, I'm so excited.
We've already got the plane tickets.
All right. Thank you, Stig. Sean, do we have anybody else?
We have a few others on the line, but they're just listening to the conversation. They don't have questions at the moment.
All right. So it seems like we've got about 10, 12 minutes left. Susan, what would you like to talk about?
What would I like to talk about? Okay, I think I'd like to talk a little bit more about manifestation because there's two important things about spiritual development. One of those things is listening to the divine voice, and another one is manifesting your true purpose. So right now, you know, the law of attraction is really popular, or it has been for ever since that film, The Secret, came out. And so everybody's really, okay, let's manifest things. Let's make a list and let's manifest things. So with that film, The Secret, a lot of people were successfully used that method of focusing on their intentions and setting their goals and manifesting things through using the law of attraction. However, some of those people, after they manifested the things that they wrote on their big list, where they realized after they manifested them, well, why did I manifest that? That's been nothing but a problem for me. This is something that I didn't really want in the first place. So there's kind of, I call it praying backwards. Praying backwards means making a list and of your desires from the level of your ego, making that list, and then manifesting the things on your list, and then, gee whiz, afterwards you may not be so happy that you did that. So it can even cause the person a lot of problems to manifest things that are not really in alignment with their true nature. So when we're acting from the ego, in other words, just acquiring things, that doesn't necessarily bring us fulfillment. What brings us the greatest fulfillment is when we're in touch and in tune with our true nature. Now, our true nature has includes our true desires, that which we came on earth to do. So we do have a true mission, and we do have true desires. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to help everybody discover what their true desires and true purpose is. It's a very simple exercise. I'd like you to do this after this call is over. What I'd like everyone who's listening to do is to get out a piece of paper after the call is over. Don't do it now, but you'll get out a piece of paper and a pen, and you will write down on this piece of paper what you would do with your time on a daily basis if you had unlimited money, unlimited health, unlimited time, unlimited helpers to help you, in other words, unlimited assistance. If you had unlimited faith, unlimited belief, if there was nothing holding you back, in other words, if you didn't have any other obligations, you had no obligations whatsoever, and you had unlimited time to do whatever you wanted, and you had unlimited money, unlimited funds, unlimited financing. So what I'd like you to do is just write on that paper what you would do with your time and your life if you were in that situation. And then after you've written your paper, I want you to look at that paper and see and realize that on that paper there are very important clues about your true destiny and purpose. Now, as you write your paper, I forgot to say this, don't write what you would buy. In other words, oh, I would buy a, you know, this kind of car, and I would buy this kind of house, and I'd buy these clothes. You know, don't write that. What I want you to write is what you would do every day when you get up in the morning, what you would do with your days. So once you've written that, you'll realize that your true purpose and destiny is contained on that piece of paper. And the most remarkable thing is that you can start to manifest that even now. You can use that law of attraction. You can use the techniques that are in my books and in many other books, for example, for manifestation, such as prayer, affirmation, so many ways that you can use the law of attraction to manifest your true desires and purpose once you discover what that is. Now, if you would take some baby steps in the direction of manifesting those things in your life, you'll find that Almighty Nature will come along and help you to manifest those things. And it's so satisfying when you're living your divine purpose and you're easily, effortlessly, and joyously fulfilling that purpose because you're getting assistance from Almighty Nature. So it makes your life a little more easy to manage, makes your life more joyous and fulfilling for sure. Now, there may be some things on that list, the things that you've written, which are rather challenging for you to manifest in your life. But if you take that leap of faith, well, you know, it's sort of like jumping off of a cliff. When you jump off of a cliff, either God is going to catch you or you'll have to learn how to fly real fast. And what that means is that you are having the faith to just go ahead and take the leap, and it is going to work out for you as long as you are willing to take those baby steps in the direction of fulfilling your destiny. So I would advise everyone to make this, to do this process, and you'll discover some things about yourself that you didn't even necessarily realize were there. And that will help you to understand what your true desires are, and your true desires are exactly the same as your true purpose, your true destiny.
What a wonderful exercise. People come to me and say, Star, I want to be a millionaire. And I say, do you have $100,000 yet? They'll go, no. I says, okay, what can you be and do to get that $100,000? And it seems like the little steps, the steps in between, don't get any acknowledgement. and the maintenance steps. You know, a long, long time ago, I listened to someone called Reverend Ike. Do you remember him?
I sure do.
He was a prosperity guy. And,
yeah.
And he would say, you know, drive down the street. Imagine yourself driving down the street in a Rolls Royce and waving at people. And when I teach my people to do manifestation, I go, imagine yourself going to the bank and depositing every week some money for your new Rolls Royce. Imagine it taking your Rolls Royce and getting the gas filled in it. Imagine it taking it for maintenance. When you want to manifest something, you don't imagine or vision the glorious picture moments. You vision the moments you are taking care of that manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That seems to change a lot of people's ability and speed to manifest. Because they're always seeing I want a center, and they see themselves ending a speech and everybody in the center clapping, and I go, okay, let's see you buying the toilet paper for the center. Let's see you cleaning the floors. Let's see you balancing the checkbook. And,
exactly.
And they're like, I don't want to do that. I just want to have a center. Well, then you don't want a center. I think we went through a period about 8 years ago where everybody wanted a center. And I would tell them, well, that's your visions need to be this, you know, paying your insurance on it, paying the rent or mortgage on it. You just can't imagine yourself standing up there and getting the pause, because that's not what maintains a manifestation. It's been a pretty amazing world. And I know I manifested something and I said, geez, why did I ask for that? You know?
Exactly.
Well, I had a client and she had a boyfriend and he was a couch potato. And she worked two jobs. He didn't do any housework or anything. So she got rid of her boyfriend. She goes, I want a man who's not a couch potato. So she got herself a type A workaholic.
Exactly.
You know, I actually got rid of him, and she says, I want a man who works and knows how to relax. Then she got an alcoholic, and I kept telling her, ask for your mate. That's a match in energy. Don't be putting all these things on it when it's really simple. It's the word mate.
Exactly. Absolutely, Star. And the thing is that what I didn't finish saying when I was talking about praying backwards is that, so praying backwards in my mind is doing exactly what that woman did, and that is imagining from your ego what you want and then manifesting that, and then you end up not wanting it. So the most important step in the process is not making the list. The most important step of the process is going into meditation and asking spirit, what is highest wisdom for me to do? What is highest wisdom for me to manifest in this situation? What is highest wisdom for me? You know, what are the best steps for me to take? What is the best thing for me to pray for? What is my purpose? Why am I here? What is best for me to do? And once you get the answer to those questions, then you can make your list. For example, in the case of that woman, it would have been a good idea for her not only to pray for her perfect mate, who is compatible in every way, with compatible interests, appetites, likes, ideas, purpose, and all of that, but also to ask spirit, what is highest wisdom for me to do about manifesting my perfect mate?
But she did.
She thought
she was smart. You know, she used her words instead of spirit's words.
Exactly.
I want a man
so
who works. Okay.
Exactly.
You know,
so, yeah.
You got to use the word spirit gives you and the divine confirms for you to use. And I want to tell you about manifestation. If you want to make money to support your aunt, to support your church, to support anybody else, you're not going to manifest it. Because it's got to be something that supports you first.
That's wise advice, Star.
Huh?
And here's another thing. Just wanting the money if that doesn't work, you have to actually want to create something. It has to be something that you want to use that money for. In other words, don't pray for the money. Pray for the thing. Don't pray for the money. Pray for the thing. The thing that is the goal.
The job.
And
the
then
book,
the money.
Whatever
will come
it
along.
Is that makes the cash. Yeah, and
right.
People, it's like alcoholics. When they give up alcoholism for their mother or their brother, they always fall off the wagon. When you manifest primarily for somebody else, you're not going to keep your manifestation. So it's the machine, the energy that makes it. Cash doesn't fall from the sky. Or maybe it does. Wait.
Well, cash
no, not in this universe.
Cash will fall from the sky, so to speak, when...
I have to laugh because I remember being on a balcony in Mexico City on New Year's Eve and people were throwing stuff and a 100-peso note fell down on me from the floors above. So I have to take my words back. Cash does come from the sky. you know. So please pay attention to the manifestation. Susan, tell us your first and last name, tell us your website, and tell us your last three books before we say goodbye.
Okay, my name is Susan Shumsky. My website is drsusan.org and divinetravels.com. The last three books are Awaken Your Divine Intuition, The Power of Auras, The Power of Chakras, oh, and also Awaken Your Third Eye. I forget, I have so many books.
I know. And for me, it's, I got a new crystal book coming out next week. I just did a new book on breast cancer and soul contracts. Soul contracts and breast cancer are e-books on Amazon. Chakras and all the rest of the books are hard copy books, and you can find them on my website. Well, thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you, Star. It's always such a pleasure to be with you and commune with you and talk to you. Thank you.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening.